Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. In the Northwest London Christian Church, we have been preaching and teaching through the book of Hebrews. Those lessons can't cover all the details, of course, so these podcasts are digging a bit deeper. And today, we're in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 7 and 8. It reads, "Remember your leaders who spoke the word of God to you. Consider the outcome of their way of life and imitate their faith. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever." Now, the writer to the Hebrews talks about leaders three times in chapter 13. Here he says, remember them. In verse 17, obey them. And in verse 24, greet them. He understands that leadership is very important, and indeed, if leaders confidently point people to Jesus, they will do a good job. That's the idea. And the whole book of Hebrews wants to point his readers to Jesus, and that is a significant role for leaders to do. And I think that's why also in verse 8 he mentions Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. So it's not just about the leaders. It's about the leaders pointing people in the right direction. And their former leaders have done that. Otherwise, he would not surely have brought up their example. Consider the outcome of their way of life. Imitate their faith. We are urged to scan the lives of faithful leaders, to scan them closely. We forget things easily, and in leaders shouldn't help us to remember those good things, and as we remember them, should help us to remember the right way to live. The word remember and words similar to it are in chapter 13 a lot. We are prone to some kind of spiritual Alzheimer's from time to time, forgetting vital functions, forgetting the ones we love, as the first six verses of this chapter have reminded us. We must not forget those who taught us. It was my birthday recently, and I received a birthday card from somebody I was privileged to teach the Bible to over 20 years ago who became a Christian, and his thankfulness expressed in that card meant a lot to me. It's a great privilege to lead others. It's a great privilege to be led by people of faith. All need to respect and encourage and love one another in whatever role we've been given. If you're leading somebody, let's not be a cap. Don't be a cap to the growth of others. It is true that human leadership has built-in limits, but we can always lead by faith. And we need to lead by the faith we have now, not the faith of the past or the achievements of the past, but to focus on what Jesus is doing and can do in our lives today. He is the same yesterday, but also today and forever. I may struggle to sometimes live up to what I want to as a leader, but nonetheless, Jesus can still do his work in me. It seems that these leaders perhaps have died. The past tense of the verbs in this verse may indicate that they have died, or some of them have, not by martyrdom, according to Hebrews 12, verse 4, but they've gone out. They have ekbasin, gone, in the Greek, exited. They've gone on their way of escape. And even if they didn't die by martyrdom, the way they exited their lives with courage and faith is an example to those people who are afraid of rejection and death themselves. And we all fear rejection and death from time to time. And what do we have? Not only these leaders and their example, but we have Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. God is changeless, Psalm 102, Malachi chapter 3. Even though their leaders are gone, Jesus remains. He is always the same, Hebrews 1, verse 11 and 12. He died yesterday to save. He lives today to intercede. He lives forever to return and take us home one day in the future. The context of this verse seems to be that they have forgotten how to live as Christians. They need reminding of what that looks like by looking at their former leaders, and they need to fix their eyes and thoughts on Jesus so as to stave off false teachings that may be what they want to hear but aren't what they need to hear. Let us ask also, think back to those leaders of faith, imitate their faith, be grateful for that, and keep our eyes fixed on Jesus as the one who will supply us with the strength that we need even now today. Well, next time we'll go on to verse 9. Until then, if you'd like to know more about our church, you can find us at nwlcc.org. My email is malcolm.cox@iccmissions.org, and my Twitter feed is mccx. If you want to find us in iTunes, go to the search bar, type in MCCX, look under podcasts, and you should find us there. Until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful day, and God bless.